This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. President of Finland, Alexander Stubb, arrived in New Delhi this morning on a state visit to India. Mr. Stubb, in a social media post, said that his visit would further strengthen the relations between Finland and India, including in the area of trade. Welcoming President of Finland to India, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that his visit will take India-Finland relations to new heights. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condemned the violation of Kuwait's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Speaking to Crown Prince of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah Al Khalid Al Sabah, over phone yesterday, he said India stands with Kuwait's people in this difficult hour. Mr. Modi stressed the significance of dialogue and diplomacy in restoring regional peace and stability. In a social media post, the Prime Minister appreciated the Kuwaiti leadership's continued support to ensure safety and well-being of the Indian community in Kuwait. Mr. Modi also spoke to the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, and expressed firm solidarity with Qatar. He strongly condemned any violation of its sovereignty and territorial integrity. The Prime Minister also spoke with Sultan of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq, and exchanged views on the recent developments in West Asia. He condemned the violation of Oman's sovereignty and territorial integrity. The conflict in West Asia entered its fifth day today as joint Israeli-U.S. forces struck Tehran's nuclear sites, while Iran also launched fresh drone attacks. Israel carried out a strike at Iran's nuclear weapons development site in Tehran, removing a key component of the Iranian regime's capability to develop nuclear weapons. Israel said that since the start of the operation, its air forces neutralized around 300 Iranian missile launchers. Israel has also intensified its airstrikes in Lebanon as it hit around 60 targets related to Hezbollah. The commander of United States Central Command, Admiral Brad Cooper, said that the U.S. will not stop. Briefing on Operation Epic Fury, he said that in less than 100 hours of this operation, the U.S. has already struck nearly 2,000 targets with more than 2,000 munitions. He said that Iran's air defenses were severely degraded and hundreds of Iran's ballistic missiles, launchers and drones were also destroyed. He further said that B-2 and B-1 bombers of the U.S. have executed uncontested surgical strikes against multiple missile facilities deep inside Iran, and a B-52 bomber force also struck ballistic missile and command and control posts yesterday. On the other hand, Iran has continued its strikes on several countries in West Asia. The United Kingdom and France are deploying warship and air defense assets in Cyprus after it was attacked during the ongoing conflict between Iran and joint U.S.-Israeli forces in West Asia. In a social media post, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer said that the UK is fully committed to the security of Cyprus and British military personnel based there. The Director General of the International Atomic Energy Association, IAEA, Rafael Mariano Grossi, has said that there has been no evidence of Iran building a nuclear bomb. In a social media post, Mr. Grossi said that Iran's large stockpile of near-weapons-grade enriched uranium and refusal to grant inspectors full access are cause for serious concern. The Indian Airlines are set to operate 58 flights between India and the Gulf region today to facilitate the movement of stranded passengers in West Asia due to the ongoing conflict. The Ministry of Civil Aviation said in a statement that Indian carriers are planning to operate 58 flights today, including 30 by IndiGo and 23 by Air India and Air India Express. Pakistan Army has instructed the Islamic State Khorasan Province, ISKP, to carry out widespread attacks in Afghanistan in which civilians would also be targeted. An intelligence bureau official said that the end of the war is nowhere in sight as both the Taliban and the Pakistan Army have refused to back down. The Festival of Colors, Holi, is being celebrated throughout the country today. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and marks the onset of spring season. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to the people on the occasion. And that is the end of this news bulletin.